We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey now, Semper Fi, welcome into this Thursday edition of Sports Talk here on WWL, AMFM.com, and the Audacy app. Charlie Long on the Sports Flash and at Master Control, along with NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier. I'm Christian Garrick. Saints OTAs day one. We'll recap that. But first, we got to talk about LSU was supposed to be in their pregame coverage right about now and 4:30 first pitch, but that has been pushed back due to weather. But I looked at the radar. After the delay this morning, there shouldn't be too many more delays. Now, the problem is that the scheduled game, the restart, was at 2:30 our time. They still got two more games to play before LSU's game. So while they're projecting LSU to start at 7:30, more like 9:30.
Yeah, God bless Ian, man. He'd been trying to keep up with all this, and I'm getting all these stuff. And the last one I got, I had to go film something early this morning. NFL films, and so I got something this morning saying, man, 4 o'clock pregame, 4:30. So, Steve Gelligas there, he says, what do you think? I said, I'm willing to bet you a lot of money. We on the air at 4 o'clock, oh, yeah. And there ain't no way. There's no way you're going to get those two games in. So, hopefully they can get it in tonight if it's 8 o'clock or 8:30, whatever, somewhere in that range where LSU can play. And so it's a long time for those LSU hitters, and we talked a little bit about this last night. For the pitchers, it's great. Okay, you get a little bit of time off, a little bit of rest. But, man, for when you that hot hitting the ball the way you were over the weekend, man, your thing is, man, give me the bat back again. I want to keep swinging. And so it'll be interesting to see how they project. And we talked about this yesterday with Kentucky. Man, they've almost like been a mercurial team, some not like LSU in this manner, is that they've beaten the really good teams, and they've played El Lazio against the bad teams in the SEC. It's sort of strange. They've had some really good records when they've gone up against some of the better teams in the SEC, and then they've sort of played down to the competition when they haven't. LSU has not played them this year as far as memory-wise, they have not played them. So, again, it'll be an interesting matchup. And then how quickly can they – because it looks as though the weather will be fine the rest of the weekend in getting in the rest of those games.
Look, Kentucky's a team that's last in the SEC in hitting, but they can field it and they can pitch it a little bit.
Yeah, they play their own brand. I think in a similar manner to Vanderbilt. In a similar manner.
Keep in mind, though, they weren't even in the SEC baseball tournament until the last weekend. Until they beat Auburn in 2 out of 3, and then they bounced Auburn yesterday 3-1. But we'll see. LSU's I agree with you, Mike. It's like that hot-hand quarterback in the middle of the game. If you got a hot hand, you want to keep slinging the rock.
Man, can give it to me. It's almost like a guy who's, man, he's hot-hitting threes playing basketball. Yeah. Okay, whatever you do, do not stop feeding him the ball. Let him keep shooting. And, man, to have that long layoff, again, if it affects anything tonight, I think it'll be much more on the hitting. I think the pitchers, man, they like a little bit of extra time off in that sort of manner. But hitters, man, give me the bat. I remember, never forget, we did kind of an autograph deal. Rusty Staub years ago, God bless him, he passed away. And Rusty was, man, I hated being a utility player. And I told him, why? I said, man, you know, money's pretty good. He said, yeah, but, man, Mike, I wanted the bat every day. I wanted that bat in my hand every day. And he said, boy, especially when you get hot. He said, because, you know, when you get into a swing, you get into a certain rhythm. Man, he said, boy, you can feel it as a hitter. And he said, boy, when they take it away from you, then it's not quite the same to get back in that rhythm.
That's why baseball is a sport you play almost every day, because it requires almost everyday playing in order to improve and stay hot. He's Mike Dettillier. I'm Christian Garrick. We'll get to some Saints OTA observations, but also we got Ryan Horvat up next. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettillier along with Christian Garrick. And on the line now is the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Ryan Horvat. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Man, doing real good, Ryan. Listen, did your horse come in second again?
No joke. Literally, yes. My horse came in second. I'm not kidding you.
No, listen, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad, Ryan. I had the same play.
Yeah, I mean, it's so tough to call. You know, like, when there's the big favorite, you know, like if somebody every once in a while, you know, there's the huge favorite, but then that's not even bettable because then the odds, that's no fun. Then you're laying chalk pretty much on the horse.
Yeah.
But you know, these last couple of years, it's been tough, man. It's been tough to get a good read on some of these ponies. But it's crazy. Two straight races where my horse finishes second.
Don't feel bad. I got the same feeling. Now, if you finish second again at the Belmont, then they're really gonna be squawking. The playoffs, NBA wise, Ryan, we've seen it. Man, if you can pick the winner, it's a no sweat bet because man, these games have been blowouts, absolute blowouts across the board, in almost every game. Can you remember maybe another year like this where these games really aren't close? I mean, it's not been entertaining to watch, to be honest with you. Maybe for us, the most entertaining part was watching the Pelicans and the Suns.
Yeah, you know, that series was great. Also, you know, Minnesota-Memphis, that series was pretty good, only because Minnesota couldn't close a 25-point lead in any of those games, so we had some close games. But I don't remember, you know, any year where the product was this bad. And I'm talking like, you know, even so, I'm a big 90s NBA guy, and I know some of those games were low scoring. It was pretty much, I mean, I also grew up in Chicago, so it was Michael Jordan for six of the 10 years.
Man, don't complain. With all them rings, don't complain.
Yeah. But even the 2 years where he was gone, you know, like, I liked watching those Rockets teams with Hakeem Olajuwon, and there were some competitive series, and as good as those Bulls teams were, still, like, look at those NBA finals. They would always get taken to six by the Jazz or the Supersonics or the Suns. But, man, this year, it's been a rough product. Every single game is a blowout. And, you know, in the playoffs, defense always steps up. It always becomes a half-court game. The scores are always lower scoring. But, like, man, watching Miami last night, set basketball back 50 years. And it's funny because I'm a college hoops fan, and all the casual NBA guys, you know, during the tournament that show up, they always ask me, how do you watch this? You know, how do you watch this low-scoring game? Nobody can hit a layup. The product's so bad. There's all these blowouts. Okay, give me the March Madness. Give me college basketball over this NBA playoff series any year, man, because this has been terrible. That being said, kind of like the Mavs tonight. I think the Mavs might finally keep a game close. It just seems way too easy to be able to go to the sports book in a closeout game and bet the Golden State Warriors to win this game by 7. So I actually kind of like the Mavs, you guys, to keep it close tonight.
Okay.
But then who knows? Who knows, man, because we haven't had one close game. I don't remember the last close game that we've had in these playoffs.
Ryan Horvat here on Sports Talk. Ryan, Tiger Woods getting out of the PGA Championship, bailing out in what the third round it was. What do you do with him as a bettor? Is he just off limits until you see him win one?
Yeah, you know what I've been doing with him is I've actually been taking him to make the cut, and it worked for me in the Masters, and then it worked again this weekend. He made the cut. Now he bows out on Saturday, but I don't even know that I could do that again, you guys, because that was a sweat that Thursday and Friday. He did not look very good. You know, he started off Thursday morning, I think through three, he was one under. And then, you know, I go and I have lunch, get back in front of the television, and somehow he was three over. So he's just, right now, he's not healthy. Man, it kind of hurts me just watching him try to walk the course, to be honest with you. He just doesn't look right. So, yeah, I'd say he's untouchable. If anything, if you really have to get your Tiger fix in, play him maybe to make the cut. If you think he's going to miss the cut, take him to miss the cut. You know, he said he came out on that Saturday when he did his interview, and he said, you know, I'm not going to play too many of these anymore. I'm going to play the major championships because I've always enjoyed playing the major championships, but I'm not going to play these other tournaments. So we'll only see Tiger, you know, a couple times every single year, and maybe you take him to make the cut, but I can't bet him to win an event. If it happens, man, that'd be great to watch, but I don't see it happening. You know,
it's an upset.
I didn't see it happening at the Masters a couple years ago, but, man, yeah. The problem is, you guys, because
it's
he's
an
Tiger
upset
Woods,
if he wins something today.
Yeah, absolutely. The problem is, you know, they don't give him – I'm going to bet Tiger Woods. Give me Tiger Woods, like, 200 to 1. Then I'll bet some Tiger Woods. But,
yeah,
you know, the prices have been, like, 35 to 1. That's a waste of money. You know, you might as well throw your money in the fire or bet these NBA games. Bet the underdog in these NBA games, these 30-point blowouts, you know?
Ryan, I know this is about gambling, but I know you play – we've talked to you in the past. You play fantasy as well. And
oh, yeah.
I want Mike to jump in on this too. This is the first year that I think fantasy owners are going to be able to draft Taysom Hill because he's moved the tight end. What, have you all thought about his value?
Ryan, I'll let you go first. I have my opinion.
See, with Taysom, I just have no idea, to be honest with you, because it was always, you know, I love Sean Payton, but the only thing that would drive me nuts, you know, because I'm a big Drew Brees guy, I'd be watching these games, and they'd get in the red zone, and you know, Drew on that drive would be 5 of 5, 6 of 6 for 50 yards. He'd be cooking, and then all of a sudden, here comes the gadget, Taysom Hill. And then they put Breeze back in, and I don't know. I felt like somebody's hot. Just leave him in. Don't mess with it, man. That was the only thing. Every once in a while, I thought they got a little too cute. We saw last year he can't play quarterback. I don't know. I don't think I would touch him in fantasy. It wouldn't shock me if he made some plays, but I don't really know. I would have to wait and maybe pick him up off the waiver wire or something like that after a couple weeks. I have to see it, you know. There were a couple people a couple years back that were trying to tell me that Tim Tebow was going to be a solid tight end because he's big, he's strong, he's an athlete.
That wasn't A-Bear, was it?
No, you know, I was like, you guys are crazy, man. And I love, you know, Tim Tebow, great guy, hell of a college quarterback, but – come on now, man. Like,
that's
we saw the film of him trying to block in training camp, and you can't – I don't know. So it's up in the air for me. What about you, Mike?
Yeah, I'm teasing A-Bear about it because his son, T-Bob, tells me this. He said, Dad, he said, yeah, give me a play in fantasy football. He said, play Adam Trautman. Pick him late. And boy, I told him, A-Bear, listen, they'll never ask you for fantasy football again after that. This is what, you know, my theory is, and I play in two leagues, but in one of the leagues, I'm going to pick a tight end a little earlier than I normally would, and I'm going to try to get Taysom Hill late. Again, it'll be real late, but I feel as though he's got a shot to put up some decent numbers here as a flex tight end. And so I'm going to go that route in one league. Now, I won't do it on my top league, but I'll do it on my second league, and where I take a little bit of a chance with a tight end, especially if I can get Waller fairly early, you know, in the draft, or Kittle, and hope that son of a gun can stay healthy. And then I can swing back and then get Taysom a little bit later because, you know, if he doesn't produce, then I can cut him loose and get someone else. But that's my theory of it with Taysom, and someone similar to you, Ryan, is that I got to wait and see. But I think he's going to do pretty doggone good. If he's healthy, I think he's going to do good as a flex tight end.
Yeah, if he can stay healthy. You know, I just want to see how the system fits, how he fits in the system. You know, a guy that I'm going to be looking out for, and it's going to sound like a homer pick because, as you know, I'm a Packers fan, but he went down at the midpoint last season. They're saying he's going to actually be ready for week one. I'd be cautious with that because Green Bay is always super cautious with guys coming off an ACL. Look at David Bakhtiari last year. We didn't see him at all. We saw him for two series against two drives against the Lions week 18. But I really like Robert Tonyan. And the reason I like him, the last time we saw him fully healthy, he caught double-digit touchdowns. He had 11 touchdown grabs from Rodgers. And you guys, with no Devontae, like, Alan Lazard right now is the Packers' number one wide receiver. I think Aaron Jones is going to catch a lot of balls out of the backfield. You know who? Another fantasy sleeper. So I like Robert Tonyan because I think he's going to get used a lot in the red zone. A fantasy sleeper, if you could get him, and he may not even be a sleeper anymore, but I think everybody's going to fall in love with Aaron Jones. I wouldn't touch Aaron Jones. I love A.J. Dillon, and especially now it's year three, those cold weather games at Lambeau Field. You guys, I play his touchdown props every single week, and they give me plus 200. He's not a household name yet for some reason. I loved him at Boston College, and now he's become a better pass catcher. I think he's going to be a top 10 fantasy back.
Yeah, the thing with Tonyan, too, is people remember is that he's got good rapport with Aaron. Aaron does not trust people unless he's thrown it to him. So all this stuff about Christian Watkins and some of the other guys, that's going to take a little while. It may come into play later in the year, but early, man, come on. I agree with you, Ryan, that I think Tonyan, if he's healthy, would be a really good play early because we know Aaron's kind of favoring the guy that he's thrown to before. Yeah, and thrown one pass to Watkins.
Right. Exactly. And is Sammy Watkins going to be healthy? And, guys,
I don't know that part either.
I never really get into somebody for missing OTAs, these veterans, especially a guy like Sammy Watkins because he's, you know, never healthy. Aaron Rodgers not being at OTAs, you know, usually that doesn't bother me. This year I kind of wish that maybe he would show up just because no Devontae, man. And, you know, Randall Cobb's there, and there's a 30-year-old wide receiver. But Sammy Watkins not showing up to OTAs. Sammy Watkins not showing up to OTAs is baffling to me. I mean,
I don't get it.
They say Matt LaFleur's offense playbook is one of the more complicated playbooks to put together. I mean, look at Rodgers year one. That's why they drafted Jordan Love. People thought Aaron Rodgers was finished. So you would think these guys would want to get into camp because I know Devontae Adams, you guys, is just a wide receiver. That's what everybody keeps telling me. These guys are like, Rodgers will be fine. Green Bay will be fine. I watched yesterday, they had that regular season game from week three against San Francisco. I watched that game again yesterday, you guys. There's nobody better. I want to see Michael Thomas healthy this year, but there is nobody better than Devontae Adams in this league. I like Cooper Kupp. He is not the route runner. He does not have the physical gift that Devontae Adams has. Go back and watch Devontae Adams even when Brett Hundley was his quarterback. Hey, if you could get your hands on him, I know he's a receiver, but, man, fantasy football. And I know Derek Carr is the quarterback. Unless it ends up being Colin Kaepernick, maybe. But Devontae's going to have a monster year. It doesn't matter who's throwing him the ball, you guys.
Man, whoever's telling you he's just another receiver, I would drug test them. Because they have not watched Devontae Adams in years. If they telling you that, man, you better give them the test.
Exactly. Those are the Packers fans for you, though. Their team's general manager. God. They love them some Brian Gutekunst. Brian Gutekunst can never do wrong. They claim the Jordan Love pick, you know, that was the best thing to happen to Rodgers. It motivated him. I think baloney, man. I would have rather had Patrick Queen. I would have rather traded up Justin Jefferson, who, in my opinion, right behind Devontae Adams. He's young,
I'll get T. Higgins from Clemson.
I'm going to cry when I hear that. That's who I wanted. I mean, I love T. Higgins. What did he do this year? Oh, he played in the Super Bowl and caught 11 touchdown passes.
Ryan, I think Mike may have brought this up with you once already, but the Saints are going to hold joint practices up there in Green Bay against the Packers ahead of the preseason game number two. That'll be neat. Hopefully, I don't know how many of us they're going to send up there, but maybe we'll get to hang out up there and watch some Packers-Saints practices.
Yeah, that would be awesome. And I'll tell you what's funny about that, you guys, is that's the difference between Matt LaFleur and Mike McCarthy. The Packers never, I don't know about you guys, the Packers never used to do the joint practices because McCarthy was always worried about the extra, you know, the fights and, you know, the bad blood and whatnot, guys getting injured. But LaFleur completely changed that, and they did it with the Jets last year. But I think it'll be interesting. And, man, two great teams. again, I'm really high on the Saints. I keep giving them out as my best bet, so hopefully they don't let me down. Hopefully Jameis can stay healthy. But with that roster, that defense, Honey Badger coming back home, I love Olave. I love Michael Thomas when he's fully healthy. I think a lot of people forget how good Mike is because we haven't seen him in 2 years and because that position is just stacked with so much talent, you guys, now. But I think people forget, you know, we thought he was right behind DeAndre Hopkins. Some had him over Hopkins, over Devontae, as the best receiver in the league. So as long as he didn't miss a step, I can't wait to watch this team this year.
And Jarvis now. That's the other part, because I think Jarvis becomes Jameis Winston's guy when he's in trouble. Okay, get a little bit of pressure. Hey, you my go-to guy, Jarvis. Jarvis is going to get open over the middle. He's going to beat that slot cover corner guy nine times out of ten. Any chance of hard pick this weekend with the Schwab golf tournament?
Golf this weekend, you know who I like? So I ended up doing a couple different things. Let me see really quickly where we're at on that one. I played one guy.
Don't tell me you picked Scheffler.
I did not do Scheffler. I can't – well, man, he did not show up last weekend.
Man,
I ended up
did
playing,
he?
I went Webb Simpson to finish top 10. We were getting 3-1 odds right there. And then I also picked Webb Simpson to win it. I didn't want to jinx it. So he's right now in third. He's one stroke back. He's 4 under. I would live bet him if you could get a good number right now. I just, you know, course history, Webb's always pretty good here. So I like Webb Simpson. I did take a shot with Spieth because he's back home. But I think Webb's probably my favorite play.
And so you like the points tonight, correct?
Yep.
I like the points. And the points.
Yeah,
right.
I do. Hopefully,
all right, Ryan, send me that money in the mail.
Yeah, exactly.
Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon, man. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
All right, Ryan Horvath. Man, always great on the air. That was Ryan Horvath, who's the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports. Be sure to listen to Ryan and BetMGM Tonight podcast for more of Ryan's analysis. Just search BetMGM wherever you find your podcasts. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870.
Mike and Christian back here on Sports Talk Saints, not training camp, OTAs, day one observations. Mike Thomas, Mike Dettillier, not at practice. You heard Dennis Allen say he's still rehabbing his injury along with Peyton Turner as well.
Yeah, now I saw Peyton Turner in the end zone. He was sort of doing a few drills, kind of working around. You know, we got a clip of Coach Allen talking about Peyton Turner, and that's what, you know, Bobby and I sort of looked at one another, and
hold
I think
on,
we have it now.
Yeah, we got it. Let's go ahead and play that.
Listen to the comments.
Where is he at right now?
Well, look, he's rehabbing right now, and so it'd be unfair for me to tell you exactly where he's at right now because I don't know the answer to that. I do think that there were some things that I saw in the little bit that he was able to play. I saw some glimpses of a good football player. And I've seen some growth and maturity in terms of just being a pro throughout this offseason. So, you know, my hope is that he is fully recovered, which we expect him to be, and that he comes out and does some good things for us this year.
What were some of the things you guys
liked about
Justin Evans?
All right.
Okay, that was the shot over the bow for Peyton Turner. That was Coach Allen kind of signaling out to him, hey, you're a first-round pick guy. We want you to be healthy. But he talked about physical maturity and also about maturing as an NFL player. So he's sort of signaling out with that comment his own way, I think similar to what Brian Kelly did to Kayshon Boutte. Hey, you're not just a second-string guy. You a first-round pick. So get healthy. And we saw glimpses of it. And he's right about that, the glimpse part. And I think early on in training camp, Christian, I think it was a knee and a lower leg injury he had that sidelined him for a little while, and then it became the shoulder injury. And he was sort of working by himself in the end zone today. And this is an important year for him. They need him. Now, one of the things I did see at OTAs, man, when they start rotating those defensive linemen, they all sort of look the same. Man, they got some talent up front along that defensive line, despite Davenport and Turner not being there for the OTAs that we saw today. But, man, they got some talent up front now. They can get. I think we'll be able to get after the quarterback. The health of Turner and Davenport is the big concern here. Can those two guys stay healthy in a 17-game season?
Mike, you talked about Peyton Turner and Dennis Allen talking about his professionalism, maturity as a professional. That's not uncommon. Don't read too much into it. I'm talking about to Saints fans, where a rookie doesn't quite know maybe how to prepare for a practice, for games. Cam Jordan told me this early in his career.
Study habits.
Yeah, exactly. I was getting there. Cam Jordan told me this early in his career. His rookie season, second year, he didn't really know how to break down the film in the exact way that he knows now. And I think that just comes from, A, a veteran probably, you know, showing you that, and B, understanding what works for you, because what works for you might not work for the next guy. It's the same thing as when you're back in school, right, taking notes. Your way of taking notes is probably different than mine, but yours works for you.
Yeah, and so for Turner, he found out that, hey, this is the National Football League. You ain't back at University of Houston, okay?
Yeah.
And how you studied there is great.
Job.
But now this is a full-time job for you. And I think Dennis sort of sending out a little bit of a message there to Turner that, hey, you got to understand that this is your profession now. And that's not a knock on him. It's just that, you know, everybody makes the adjustment. That's like you leaving college to get a full-time job. There's nothing that beats experience at what you're doing. I don't care how good you are at it. When you leave college and you get a full-time job, don't tell me you knew in year one what you knew in year three.
Cannot. Impossible.
That's not the real world if you say that. Now, they will have some people that swear to you. They knew right off the bat. But you know that they're feeding you some horse hockey there. But I think this is some experience that Turner, from a film standpoint, how to practice, leverage technique, and Ryan Nielsen's a big part of this. As far as teaching technique, he's a big part of using your length. Man, and I hear it. He comes to our Louisiana line camp every year, and he's telling these young kids, hey, use your length. When we did the interview last year with Passano, I asked him, what was the difference between Kansas City and coming to the Saints? He said, Coach Nielsen preached what?
Use your length. Take advantage of your length.
Use your length. Man, listen, as tall as he is and with that wingspan, use your length. And Turner's the exact, not same build, but they have some similarities there in those long arms, long legs, and ability to kind of leverage around. So for him, it was a learning experience, and it's still in that experience.
Plenty to come from Saints OTAs. He's Mike. I'm Christian. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
With Tyron, are you seeing, I guess, some of those, you know, leadership and wisdom things that you were hoping to?
Look, this is what I'm going to tell you that I'm seeing. I'm seeing a guy that comes to work every day as a pro. And that's what I like about him. That's what I thought coming in. That's what he's shown me in the first 3 days. And so that's really, look, it's hard to come in and say a guy's a leader for you when he's been here for 3 days. Yeah. All right. I think he's got those qualities. And really, I can see with the way that he comes in and does his job, that if people follow that example, then I think that's going to benefit us.
The fact that he's here, I'm assuming, says something, right? I mean, just that he decided to take part in this.
Yeah, certainly. You know, that was like when he signed, I mean, that was the first thing was like, yeah, I'm going to be there, you know? So that was really cool to see. And look, I think he understands that, you know, it's a new system, a new place, you know, and he's from here. So I think it's probably easier for us to get him here.
Dennis Allen on Tyrann Mathieu in the back end of that secondary. And look, we've done this for a while, Mike. We've covered this team for a while, and leadership is not given. Leadership is earned through play. But Tyrann Mathieu comes to this team with skins on the wall, a lot like DeMario Davis and other Malcolm Jenkins did, and instantly guys followed him. He didn't ask to be captain, but I think he's going to be a defensive captain, and he's going to be a leader.
Yeah, no question about it. And you got two of them now already, you know, with Cam Jordan, DeMario Davis, two great leaders on this team. One of the things I noticed, like he was in his run to take some reps, and when he wasn't, he would go to, I saw him twice do this, go to the end zone where Marcus May is. Marcus is coming off an Achilles injury, and he would go talk to Marcus May. So, man, you know, you can already see Tyron trying to make that connection. Even though Marcus wasn't working today, and, again, he's coming off that Achilles injury, he was talking to him about, hey, you see what's going on? I would be here. You would be there. And him kind of take control.
There's a mental rep, too.
Yeah, and so you can see with him, man, it don't take long. He's an alpha dog leader. There are leaders and there are alphas. He's an alpha dog leader, always has been. Greg Cosell and I were talking about this. He said, Mike, I think the two things that a lot of people are not giving the Saints a lot of credit for, he said, one, they're getting some credit certainly for Tyron Matthew and bringing him in and what he can do in a somewhat little bit different skill set than Malcolm Jenkins because he's a different player. And he said the other is Jarvis because he said both those guys – bring you something you when you draft you just think maybe they might be a leader. They give you instant leadership on both sides of the football. They have done that. They have been through it. They have been tops at their position. And when you talk, it's different than the coach. Okay, yeah, yeah, you're my coach. I get it and I respect you. But that guy's played that position and played it at a high level. And that was something Greg and I spoke about, that I think that that is something big for this football team, to bring in two alpha dog leaders that have been there, done that.
Greg Cosell from NFL Films, in case you were wondering.
Yeah, and Mike was and yeah, and Greg was there today. He's doing the hype video, and Greg and I have worked together at NFL Films and doing some stuff. And, man, he's fantastic. He just don't give you an opinion. It's fact. It's like, you know, somebody used to call up and tell Bobby, don't give me them statistics, give me facts. Well, Greg Cosell is a guy, when he breaks down film, it's fact. He's not guessing, and it's not an opinion. It is what it is.
Is he any relation to Howard?
Yep, he's distant relation.
Distant relation, yeah. Howard Cosell.
No, he don't talk like Howie now.
No, he does not.
Man, Howie could talk, man.
Howard Cosell.
Yeah, and so we on the other side, so we went to go watch the quarterbacks throw. So Steve Geller and I and Greg, we go walk to the other side to watch Jameis and Dalton and Ian Book.
Speaking of Dalton, don't you like what he did so far today?
Yeah, I thought he was pretty good. I also you know, Ian Book's going to be a career, most like a career backup in this league. But he was very accurate on his throws. And, you know, and Andy, you know what you're going to get out of. You know what you're going to get out of Andy Dalton. But we're on the other side. So he's like, Mike, Bobby's not watching this today. I said, no, Greg, you got to go on the other side. He said, man, I haven't seen him in a while. I said, well, you hear him long before you see him. But he was very impressed with Jameis, just like I was. Him throwing the football, and again, it's not his ACL or the MCL where he's got what I would refer to, and some people tell me I got the same thing. He's got a hitch in the giddy-up when he walks a little bit, and that's the meniscus. That is not fully healed yet. The ACL, MCL, he's good with it, but it's the meniscus that's still – you know, he's in the rehab stage of that. Anybody who's ever had a meniscus injury, they can tell you that's a process that you go through. That's not a 6-7. But, man, to watch him throw and set up, that was impressive today.
You can see on his dropbacks, he's a little tender, a little ginger on that back.
Got a little hitch, but that's okay. That's okay.
He'll get through that. He's Mike Dettillier. I'm Christian Garrick. This is Sports Talk here on Saints Radio, WWL.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.